Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Welcome today for one more great episode this week. Hey, if you haven't checked us out, be sure to visit our website, www.moneyripples.com. That's Money Ripples, MoneyRipples.com. If you haven't done so, there is an ebook on there. It's called Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today. If you've ever said, man, like I'm making more money, but where's it all going? You know, and you want to figure out how our average clients have freed up about $33,000 a year, you know, check it out. It's free for you to be able to get for yourself. Easy read, especially if you're a busy entrepreneur. You could seriously read it in less than half an hour. And if you're a slow reader, it might take you 33 minutes. So anyways, yeah, I'd love to check that out. Also be looking for our events. I know we've got an event come up in September, our final one of the year, live event. If you want to see me live and be able to learn some of the stuff more deeply, please check that out as well. So today, I've been thinking about what really is important, because I hear a lot of people with different questions and different, really like just different problems, different situations, you know, and as I deal with my own clients one-to-one and everything else, you know, there's so many topics I can cover, but I want to go back to a topic that really hasn't been addressed much. You know, I want to go back to a financial strategy conversation, although it's much more principle than strategy, if you really think about it. And this is especially the case because I see so many people, even those that make good, good money, they're paycheck to paycheck. You know, even if they don't have to be, they are. And so I want to dig into why that's really happening. Like, why are people really suffering needlessly? I mean, really like going through this horrible, horrible time. And it may not be horrible. It may just be that you're just a little bit uncomfortable because you would like to be a little bit more comfortable, right? It doesn't mean that you're in the hole. It doesn't mean you're going into debt, although that could be the case too. But it might just be that you're just, you know, you're tired of being in the rat race. I mean, are you at that place right now? And if so, this is definitely a podcast that you should be listening to. So I want to talk about this, and I want to bring up, you know, my situation, because I remember I've shared with you before, if you've listened to my previous episodes, in 2007, 2008, and even into 2009, I was badly in the hole. In fact, when I started to look at my numbers in 2007, I was in the hole about $16,000 per month. So that's how much I was short that I needed, and I wasn't making the difference. Pretty much I was making the difference by using lines of credit and credit cards, you know, getting money anywhere I could, liquidating my savings to the point where I didn't have anything to liquidate anymore and I didn't have credit to use anymore. And that's not a great place to be. And so it's funny because even like one of my clients, we were just chatting for a few minutes today and he said, "Yeah, I'm going through these numbers and boy, I just think, should I hide this from Chris? Should I let him know?" Which I always laugh because I always think, wait, there's no way you're worse off than I ever was. In fact, most of my clients nowadays, you know, usually aren't that bad off. You know, usually they're looking for hope, for something more. Like they want to get their money working for them instead of them always working for money. And so for him to say that, I kind of laugh and chuckle because I'm thinking, how is that even possible? Because I was in the hole $16,000 a month. You know, my expenses were like $22,000 a month, but my income was only about $5,000 or $6,000 a month. And that's just not a good place to be, you know, especially during that Great Recession. It was not a fun time, you know, and I had properties I had to get rid of and everything else. But during those times, I also learned the best tools. And that's where I learned a lot of the cash flow tips, especially the ones that I told you just to go get from my website. That's where a lot of those came from, between that as well as working with hundreds of my clients. And here's what really happened. You know, because, I mean, people say, oh, it's probably because you ran up a lot of debt. Well, yeah, I had debt, but you know what? Even if I was debt-free, I was still going to be short every month significantly. So it wasn't the debt. It had nothing to do with that at all. It has to do with this one simple law that you have to understand. Really, there's two laws you have to understand. First law is Parkinson's law. Now, Parkinson's law pretty much just states that whenever there's pretty much that your expenses will rise to meet your income. Wherever your income is, your expenses will go. A good example of this is if you've ever had a raise at work, or if you ever started to make more money, have you ever noticed that even though you make more today than maybe you did before, it's like it's almost like you have no extra money. You ever seen that before? Or maybe you paid off a bill. Maybe you paid off some loan, like a car loan or something like that. You're like, oh, good, it's off my plate. And then a few months later, you say, you know, I thought I was going to be much better off, but I'm not. In fact, where's that savings? I'm not really saving any money. I'm still paycheck to paycheck. That's because of Parkinson's law. We tend to consume whatever we create. That's just human nature. You know, there's another law that's similar to that in nature called the law of the vacuum, is that space abhors a vacuum. And if there is a vacuum, that something will try to fill it, right? And this happens a lot of times when people raise, you know, increase their income or decrease their expenses, that they're still spending whatever they're making. And even if they're saving a little bit, still they think, wait a minute, I should be saving more, shouldn't I? That's normal. That's just human nature. That happens because you're not paying attention to your money. And that comes to the second law, which is the law of attention, that whatever you put your attention towards will expand and grow. Now, the opposite law, the law of, as I refer to it, is the law of atrophy and decay, says the opposite, is that whatever you ignore will leave, will go away, you know, will disappear, right? Will somehow disintegrate. For example, we talk about ignoring your teeth. If you ignore your teeth, you'll lose your teeth. If you ignore your relationship, if you ignore your spouse, if you're passive in your relationship with your spouse and not really active with it, you won't be married much longer, right? Same thing with your family and with your kids. They won't be around much longer either. And the same is true with money, because money is a relationship. If you're passive, or if you're even non-existent or non-present with your money, it won't stick around either. And so we got to make sure that we're allowing you to stick around and make that work for you. So that's what I mean by the law of attention. Now, whatever you put your attention towards expands and grows. You know, give you an example. Recently, I started to really pay attention to my physical health. I've been paying attention to my weight, in fact. Now, I know that weight's not everything, because I'm building muscle and running and doing things like that. That also is heavier than fat. So I'm also taking pictures. I'm taking photos each week to keep track of my progress. And at the same time, weighing myself on the scale to see how that works too. And it's fascinating, because that extra accountability allows me to be more focused, to actually accomplish the task that I'm out to do. Especially where I'm thinking, okay, great, keep going, Chris. Like, you're looking more and more like how you've envisioned. Keep going. And it helps when you're tracking your progress. And that's what I challenge you to do with your money as well, is to track it. You've heard me say this so many times, right? I mean, it's even the first tip that I give when I tell people to do this. But you've got to make sure that this becomes not even just a habit, but it becomes a lifestyle. It becomes part of your life. Something that you really do. Because if you want more money, if you want greater business, you know, if you're a business owner, if you want more business, if you want your money growing and improving and producing, you've got to pay attention to it. You can no longer turn a blind eye and expect it to be there or for it to grow. If you ignore your money, it will ignore you. It will leave you and go find somebody else who will not ignore it. Now, I'm not saying go get in scarcity into this hoarding mentality of just, you know, hoarding all your money. That's the opposite effect. And that will also drive money out of your life to some level. But what I'm talking about here is really, how do we make sure that you keep what you make and then make more on top of it? So this is why when you track money, first and foremost, the tools that you use. If you are a business owner, for your business, you want to use something like QuickBooks, some program like that. And they have great online programs that allows you to download all of your information. So you can have it all there. You just have to make sure you categorize it, get it all set and in order, and then voila, it's there, right? So that's the first thing, you know. So if you're a business owner, make sure you have QuickBooks. Second thing, for everybody, and everybody can do their own way, but if I were to give a blanket type of recommendation here, for if you're not doing anything, at least try this. Try setting up a free account with Mint.com. Now on Mint, what I love is, just like with QuickBooks, they download everything. I mean, you can connect it with your bank accounts. Now, it doesn't mean that you can withdraw money from it. I'm not telling you to do Mint Bill Pay or whatever it's called. Don't do that one. I'm just talking about how to track it. And so they will actually see real time, show you all your balances and your checking, your savings accounts, your balances on your loans and credit cards and everything else. Anything you can access with with a login, you can go on and be able to connect that to your bank so that you can see all of that information in one place. And on top of that, you can even categorize it, and a lot of it's done for you because they'll guess correctly on the categories, but you even categorize and see where you're spending your money. And also, because we're talking about the law of attention, where you're making your money too. Don't just pay attention to what you're spending. Also look at what you're making. Many, many, many people, especially that saver scarcity mentality, will pay attention to the money they're spending, but they won't pay attention to the money coming in. You should be just as excited, if not more so, about bringing in more money. And make sure, and I'm going to add this too. I don't say this often, but I'm going to add this. Make sure you attach emotion with it. Good, positive emotions. Whether it's your expenses or your income. Don't get all boo-hoo and everything else. Like, that's not what we want. But we want you to really say, you know what? Wow, look at this. I'm getting clear on where my money's going. I know this. Even if you're overspending, at least you're clear about where you're standing, right? Many of my clients sometimes, when they look at it, they'll say, wow, we're actually in the hole each month. Even if it's only a few hundred bucks a month, we're in the hole. And a lot of times they'll have some money coming in that might help offset it or something like that. But still, they're like, oh, we overspent. You know, okay. You know, now some people get depressed. I'm like, no, don't get depressed. Look at that and say, huh, cool. All right, well, what can we do to start tightening things up a little bit? Not in a place of scarcity where you're getting so tight that you're getting cheap, but instead of just, okay, what's productive? What expenses are worth it? Which ones are not? You know, which ones are not really should be the priority here? And start to really go through that. And I'll tell you, if you ever feel like you're too busy to pay attention to your money, especially if you're a business owner, I guarantee you're losing at least $500 a month, because I see that consistently every time. Whenever people just ignore their money, even if they think they're not spending a lot of money, they are, because they're not paying attention. They don't have an intention of where it's going. And one thing I'll add to this as well is that what's so important is that you're not only just tracking the money, what's coming in and what's going out. That's a great start. Start creating budgets. And I like to call them spending plans. I don't like to use the word budget. A budget's the more common word people use, but I like spending plan, because money is meant to be spent. It just depends on how or when we're spending it, right? And we want to have savings. We want to have that emergency savings. In fact, I much prefer people to have emergency savings than pay off all their loans. I'll tell you, some people like pay off their credit cards way prematurely before they should. You know, it's something that should be done very carefully. I want you to do that. More likely than not, I'm going to want you to pay off your loans. But I don't want you doing it in a way that is sacrificing your entire lifestyle. And so when you're tracking this, I implore you, you know, I ask you that, you know, you really look at this and start to look at this from a positive place to say, wow, here's where I am. You know, there's no judgment on this. It's just a matter of, okay, here's where I am. What can you do to find more cash? Because there's cash to be made. I've had plenty of people that have sometimes found, I had one lady find $1,500 a month just by tracking her money, just by tightening things up, not sacrificing her lifestyle, but that's it. Another woman I've mentioned before, you know, she freed up $5,600 a month because of all of her eating out and stuff. That's right, $5,600 a month. I've had another person, he was out in Virginia, that he actually found an extra $200,000 a year just in his practice. Huge, huge amount. So that's the thing, guys, is like there's so much you can do. And this is a starting point. It's not something to be ignored. Don't look at it as a scary thing or thing you should delay or postpone. This is good. There's so much good you can do. And this is what I mean by tying your emotions to it, is that I want you to set a goal. You know, I had somebody who said, hey, I've been tracking my money. Great, Chris. You know this because she was one of my clients. She's like, we've been great at tracking our money. We save half of our income doing this. So Chris, you know, what do we still need to do? Because really it's just a monotonous task. We really don't like doing it. And I said, well, that's because there's no emotion behind it. There's no goals. You're just tracking money. It's got to be more than just tracking. I mean, that's a start, but start setting goals. And if you're married, I recommend you do this with a spouse. Get on the same page. No more financial infidelity where you're spending money and that your spouse doesn't know about. This does not strengthen a marriage at all. In fact, I've seen it almost destroy marriages. In some cases, it has, because there's all these fears around money and they're afraid of creating arguments and fights. The thing is, if you really come from this from the right perspective, knowing that wherever you are is perfect, and that you're looking to improve your situation. That's why you're doing this. You're being proactive. This should be celebrated, not forbidden, or in a place of dread. This is a good thing. So look for ways to put positive experiences. set goals. Do things. If you want a new house, go drive around the neighborhood that you want to live in, or a type of neighborhood you want to live in. Start doing that. Get yourself in a more elevated state, like we talked about a few weeks ago. Get yourself in a better state, and then decide, you know, start to really work together on these goals. And I'll tell you guys, it's so, if you can do this basic thing right here, and you do this week after week, I recommend you put in your calendar, set it every same day and time. You make an appointment, you do not cancel. And if you have to move around for some crazy reason, that rare occurrence, then you reschedule it. You do not cancel it every single week. Even if it's just for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, that's it. Just touch base, get on the same page, know where you are financially. When I've used Mint and I've looked at those numbers, it took me maybe, you know, I think it was just over 4 minutes when I timed it from logging in to logging out. That was for a whole week. You can do this. It's not hard. It's just a matter of really prioritizing to say that, hey, I want my financial life in order, because it's not just about me. It's about my dreams. It's about my goals. It's about my children. It's about the people in my life and the people around me and the people I don't even know yet that I want to bless and make their lives better, because I know that the whole human family is my family. And so the worst thing you do, and the thing that ticks me off the most, is if you say things like, well, Chris, I just want to be comfortable enough where I can just pay the bills and take care of my family. Do you know how freaking selfish that is? If I just take care of my family, do you realize there's people around the world that wish they could take care of their family? And you're like, if I could just take care of my family, that's good. I don't need more. No, get up off your freaking keisters and create more. There's so much more you can create, and this lifetime is so short. Don't sacrifice all your lives and relationships to do this. I'm not saying that, but enjoy life. You know, enjoy what you have here. Enjoy what you can do, but man, go for we are uniquely designed from birth. We are meant to always improve and grow and become better. That is our divine nature. Don't deny that by saying, okay, well, enough's enough. I'm comfortable. I'm at least paycheck to paycheck. It's all good. Or I could probably retire, you know, which the likelihood is if you're doing it like everybody else is teaching you, then the answer is no, you will not retire. There's no way you'll be able to retire with 401ks and IRAs, period. And you can learn that from other episodes that I've taught here too. So the thing is that you want more, like become more, be more, and do more, and then you can have more, right? You will have more as you start to do these things. So focus on this. Make this a priority. Everybody, this week, set that in your calendar. Set it right now that this day and this time is going to be my date to myself, my promise myself to create financial freedom. If you're setting time every day or every week to go work out, you can set one little day, a few minutes every week. You can set that aside to be able to work on your financial health too. This is Chris Miles signing off. Everybody, have a wonderful and prosperous week. I can't wait to talk to you guys. I'm looking forward to it. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.